BBC News. The French Prime Minister has warned that any new government in Italy must uphold human rights after Sunday's election made the far-right Brothers of Italy the biggest party. Elisabeth Borne said Paris would be watching to see whether the right to abortion and other rights were respected. The European Commission says it hopes for a constructive relationship with the new government. The Cuban people have approved a package of social reforms, including the legalization of same-sex marriage in a referendum. The new family code will let gay couples adopt children and will also allow surrogate pregnancies. Will Grant reports.
The margin of victory for the Yes campaign was as wide as the government had hoped for, with more than two-thirds of those who voted backing the new family code. It means that an island which was renowned in the 1970s for sending homosexuals to so-called re-education camps now has one of the most progressive laws on same-sex marriage and civil unions in Latin America. While casting his own ballot, President Miguel Díaz-Canel had acknowledged the anti-government vote might influence the final result. The evangelical church in Cuba was especially vocal in its opposition.
Medical interns have gone on strike at a hospital in central Uganda, where an Ebola outbreak is continuing to spread. The 34 trainee doctors, pharmacists and nurses accuse the government of not providing them with appropriate safety kits, risk allowances and health insurance. Six of the intern medical workers are currently in isolation, waiting to find out if they've contracted the virus. The Canadian government says it will remove all COVID restrictions on inbound travellers from Saturday. It said there would no longer be any demand for travellers to be tested or required to quarantine or self-isolate. An insistence on mask wearing on planes and trains will also be dropped. BBC News.